You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And we're ready for another go-around of Lee's look at local real estate with Lee W. Miller, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Barry.
You are in the midst of a project. You're doing videos on the five cities and towns in Napa County. We talked last time around about Calistoga, and that's up on YouTube currently?
That one is up, and the next one coming up will be up probably by tomorrow.
And that is on St. Helena.
St. Helena. Yes, it is.
Tell us more.
So, first of all, why I do this is because, you know, the saying goes, everybody knows at least a half a dozen realtors, and many of those have been in the business for 25 plus years. I was in the corporate world for 32 years, so I have a scant 7 years of experience, despite my dad being a broker and me having a degree in business with a concentration in real estate. But I just figured that it's important to add value for my clients and kind of think outside the box and be a little bit more knowledgeable than the typical realtor. So I try to go that extra mile. And I also enjoy learning about the community, and that's kind of why I've been doing these videos. The idea is to educate those who are considering living here and give them some information on which they can base a decision. But it's a heck of a lot of fun for me to learn all various things like that as well.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me that a real estate agent is expected to know a lot.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The home buyer starts asking questions, and if you say, I don't know, then they're probably thinking, well, this guy doesn't really know the community.
Right, right. Challenging. So I really enjoyed learning about St. Helena and Robert Louis Stevenson and the affair that led him to marry and become a hermit up on Mount St. Helena. And, of course, in the Robert Louis Stevenson Museum, you can get that complete story. You're chuckling, Barry. Maybe you're familiar with that story.
Well, I think one of the first places I wanted to hike up to was the site of the cabin that's talked about in Silverado Squatters, which
Correct.
Is the book he wrote.
That's right. And he wrote it up there, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He had a fascinating life.
Yeah.
And so, not really a secret, but I've talked to many people about an idea. I want to write a play, Robert Louis Stevenson as himself, on stage, like a one-man show.
Oh, there you go.
I even have the actor that I want to use, and it's just a matter of getting it done.
Oh, well, I look forward to that.
It's going to take a while. Don't hold your breath.
Right. it's formulating only in your mind and not on the keyboard
at this point.
Well, you know, one of the things that I found fascinating is the White Sulphur Springs Resort. And, you know, our businesses, and particularly the businesses in St. Helena, have certainly had their challenges with the pandemic and fires. But boy, White Sulphur Springs Resort, it's burned like four times and bankrupt multiple times. That was, you know, talk about perseverance, you know, a lesson for all of us. But, you know, but I learned that there's only about 6,000 people living in St. Helena, about 2,700 homes. And it was in March of 1876 when it officially became a designated town. Since, I guess, it's become a city. Yountville is the only one that is holding out. And I'll be talking with John Dunbar on my show coming up here at 10 o'clock. And I'm going to ask him why the insistence on retaining town as, you know, I don't think that naming it a town versus a city is going to quell the growth. That's going to take something other than that. But
I'm going to guess that John will say something about the feeling of the word.
Oh, okay.
Right? You know, so when you say you're a city, you know, it suggests bustling economic growth.
San Francisco, New York, Chicago,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Taxi cabs and, you know, that's
horn
not
talking
young.
And right. Dogs barking. Maybe you probably know about this, but the Wapo Indians inhabited the whole area of Napa Valley, particularly in St. Helena, as early as 4,000 years ago. That just mind-boggling.
Someone interesting to talk to, I will make you a reference here on the air, Charlie Toledo from the Susquehanna Intertribal Council, a couple of years ago, I think it's been, since we had an interview, and there's a belief in her mind, I think, and in many in the community, that that's way too short of a time period.
Oh, even 4,000 is too short.
There's significant belief that indigenous people were here much, much earlier than that. I don't know if there's archaeologists and anthropologists agree with that necessarily.
Right.
They have their ideas about the Bering Strait and the land bridge and all this stuff.
Right.
But it kind of in the category of unknowable to be certain about for me. Right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's an interesting thing to consider.
Right. Some of the other things that I learned is that Charles Krug founded his winery there in 1861. I think I had known that, and he had been growing grapes primarily for George Yount. And but it was his marriage in 1860 to Carolina Bale that brought him a nice dowry of 540 acres for the Bale Rancho land. So then he really got aggressive and started planting more and more vines.
Yeah, and if that had not happened, where would we be today?
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Interesting history.
Yeah.
Learning about St. Helena. So did you incorporate all these things into your video?
Most of them, yes. I have a script, but I am not a professional on-camera kind of guy, so sometimes I miss a few, even though I've written it along with the help of my my marketing person, and then I present her with the video, and she's gnashing her teeth. It's like, Lee, you missed this and this.
Yeah, it's challenging. It's hard to cover everything. But if you try to cover everything, then it's too much. And so, yeah, some things I've left out.
Right.
So we've talked a little bit about people who want to, usually it's the classic example, I've come to visit a place and now I want to live there. And it's easy to understand. People who come to Napa often get that bug, like, I want to have a presence in this place. And you look at a town like St. Helena and, you know, it's got to be among the most desirable in that regard, like this visuals, the lifestyle, the people that live there already. But, you know, every place has its pros and cons. Obviously, St. Helena, very expensive. There's not a lot of inventory in terms of real estate. So you've looked at pros and cons of living in St. Helena?
Yeah, and I would boil it down to the first one, the pro, is the quintessential quaintness of St. Helena. You know, the fact that virtually the entire commerce aspect is on Main Street, maybe a block east and west, is very attractive to a lot of folks. The fact that it's basically the entire town is walk-friendly. You can walk anywhere. Lots of businesses. And that small town feel that those businesses provide to one another in supporting the town, like Carter Studio, and you know he's a potter and there has other artists in his establishment. Sunshine Market, you know, kind of being the maybe what the original Whole Foods may have been like back in the day. And on the video that's on YouTube under Lee W. Miller, or will be by tomorrow, I do a quick little interview with Jay Smith, the owner of that fine establishment. But, you know, and of course the restaurants. I mean, every town in Napa County has great restaurants, but certainly St. Helena has a high concentration of those. Now, if we jump over to the cons, you've already kind of covered those. It's right up there with Yountville as the priciest, if not exceeding Yountville for housing. But if you work with the right realtor, maybe you can find just exactly what you're looking for. St. Helena is, being a small town, another con might be the fact that you've got to go outside of St. Helena to find certain goods and services that you might be looking for.
Yeah. Do you run across people, this is slightly off topic, but I used to have a friend who lived here, still a friend, but he doesn't live here anymore. He's from Texas, and he lived in Yountville for quite a while. And he would comment on the fact that as a Texan growing up in Dallas, it wasn't uncommon to drive 50 miles across the metroplex of Dallas to visit a friend, go to dinner, see a show, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But suddenly when he lived in Yountville, after a short time, time, it was a long drive to Napa.
Yes.
I thought about it, but I didn't want to drive all the way to Napa, which I think is 9 miles.
Exactly.
What is it that happens to people when they get here to that they suddenly feel 9 miles is a long way? I mean, San Helena is even further. Oh, my God.
Even further, yes. Well, and more traffic and things. So I have to plead guilty because I came here from Sacramento, and it was pretty common to go at least 10 or 15 miles. And so when we were looking initially to buy a house several years back, I thought, wow, you can get a really good deal in Circle Oaks. Mm-hmm. And then I drove up there a couple of times. And after only being here for, you know, we rented for the first 12 to 18 months. And boy, you do get set in that, oh, man, I don't want to go to Target on Trancas. Mm-hmm. I live much closer to the one on Imola. So it's funny. Circle Oaks is a long commute that a lot of residents here just will not do.
Was it 30 minutes?
If that.
From Napa?
I mean, you know, if you're familiar with the road, you can get from Circle Oaks to at least Silverado Country Club in like 17 minutes.
You know, and like you say, we think of it as another world practically.
Yeah.
And 17 minutes on the interstate commuting to work would be the shortest commute ever.
Right. Yeah,
that's weird. People
are funny.
Some kind of time-space warp that happens
right.
in Napa.
Right.
All right. So what else? What else sets aside St. Helena as people look at a place to live?
Well, there's no chain restaurants other than A&W. How did they, you know?
Grandfathered in,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, and it's a good thing that they didn't kick them out when various rule changes were being made up there by leadership. So.
Yeah. It's been an interesting, I was talking to you off the air about St. Helena of 20, 30, even maybe 40 years ago, getting laughed at occasionally for some of their restrictions, the most famous one being no ice cream cones. And, you know, people in Napa laughed at that, like, what a silly attitude. There was a reason, there was logic behind it. There was a motivation. It had to do with their tourism industry and the way they wanted to present themselves and all that. But, you know, times have changed, and St. Helena is not the only tourism destination in the valley. St. Helena and Calistoga were kind of it for a long time. People didn't stop in Yountville. They didn't stop in Napa back in the day. But things have changed, and attitudes have changed.
Yeah. I'm in leadership Napa Valley right now, and the last meeting that we had, I can't remember his name now, but the speaker talked about how 50 to 60 years ago, Yountville was like the armpit of Napa County. Maybe that's why they work so diligently on being so pristine and quaint that they are now. Mm-hmm. They want those memories erased.
Yes, you're exactly right. Well, it's another Lee's look at local real estate with Lee W. Miller. And if you stick around, you'll hear Lee with his guests and show in just a few minutes. Closing thought?
You just stole my closing thought.
Sorry.
So, yeah, no. Well, in addition to John Dunbar, we're going to be having Don Hartung because, little known fact, it is Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Well.
But that should be good because you just never know what you don't know. So tune into that.
So true. Lee, thanks for being in.
Thank you, Barry.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.